Jump serve in. Set. And a long return from the Lancers, giving the Gales a 14-8 lead. As we are going to have Kennedy Millen make her third straight serve. The excellent St. Catharines setter gets this one in. A low arcing serve. Windsor does manage to get the return off, though, and a bit of a wonky return. Works wonders, however, as Polly Biasi finds herself just out of position, unable to get that one back up and in. Serve, bump, set. Hannah Ducheneau's spike is bumped back up. We're going to see a set and a response, but the combination of Amanda Sixna and Claire Carter forms an impenetrable wall that results in the 15th point of the third set for the Gales, giving the Lancer outside hitter nowhere to send that one. Great dig there from the Lancers, bumped by the Gales. Set by Biasi, however, Hannah Ducheneau unable to get that one up and over. So Windsor is into the double digits now, 15-10 here in our third set. Gales with a strong two-set lead, looking to close out these excellent Lancers. Serve is in, set by Millen. Oh, what a response. Tipping that one off the hands of the Lancers' defense is Amanda Sixna, who has been making a difference with her defense, but shows her offensive bag is quite formidable as well. And she steps to the line to serve. Bumped up, jump set, and a good hit blocked by Abu and Ducheneau, but Windsor's gonna get a second crack at this, and that is a fantastic line shot, hugging the right-hand side of the Queen's line. What a beautiful response there from the Lancers. Keeping this a 5-point deficit. Trying to stay alive in the third and possibly final set. Serve is in. Bump, set. And Lemire manages to hug the back line with a ferocious spike after a textbook set right to where she likes to hit it. And now the Gales are up 17-11 as Hannah Ducheneau serves this one in. Oh, Admins manages to keep this a 5-point deficit. Strong strike to the back line of this Queens defense. Windsor, they're like the Bee Gees, staying alive right now. Set by Millen, and a finish by Abu. Christine Abu has caught fire over the last two sets. She has 6 points, but her impact is something that doesn't necessarily show up on the scoreboard because her defense has also been so pugnacious and consistent. Lemire, good power. Not quite the right trajectory, though, as that one hits the net and falls harmlessly to the court. 5 is the magic number right now for the Lancers, trailing 18-13 in our third set here at the Arc on a beautiful, but a little chilly Saturday night. Bumped up, set to Claire Carter, and Claire Carter, oh my goodness gracious, wastes no time in getting her team within striking distance, 19-13, 6 points away, and number 6 is the one who got them there. As Christina Boo sends this one in. Queens up 19-13. Set by the Lancers. Ooh, and slammed down by number 7 for Windsor. What a response there from Erin Market. She has been one of the most consistent players for the Lancers today, and she keeps her team in this ballgame. Oh, Hannah Duchesneau. Set it up looking like she was going to do one of those hard, sharp line shots. But instead, she just pushes the ball over the net. A beautiful touch finish there from Hannah Duchesneau leaves the Lancers unable to answer. And Queens is the first to 20, up 20-14. But Windsor staying in it. Another point from Aaron Market. It's been 5 points. That has been the consistent deficit the Lancers have had to deal with. They need to go on a run here. They want to extend this ball game. Jump serve in. Biasi bumps up. A second bump over to Hannah Duchesneau. And Duchesneau weaving her magic. Slightly delayed timing on the strike there. And as a result, the Lancer front line was kind of on their way down. They didn't hit it at the apex. And that ball got tangled up in a sea of hands and resulted in a point for the Gales. Oh, Amanda Cisna snuffs out that Lancer response. A stuff from Cisna puts the Lancers down 7 and gives the Gales a chance to close this out at the line. They're up 22-15. And we are going to get a quick timeout, a quick break in the action as Windsor has. Well, they have to come up with something here. They need a response as the Gales are within striking distance. Let's play a quick word from the station. We'll be back with you for what could be the conclusion of this game.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Here we go, folks. Tensions are high for the Lancers as they are on the precipice of an early exit from the arc. We are deep into the third set. Queens currently leads 2-0, and they are 3 points away from closing out this game, and they have got exactly who they want on the back line. Claire Carter, number 6. Hard serve from Carter. Set by the libero, returned by the Lancers, and that's going to be a wipe, bouncing off the hands of the Gales front line and keeping Windsor in this ball game, 22-16. As we're going to get Aaron Market, number 7 for the Lancers, heading to the line. And they need a great run of serves from her if they want to stay in this ball game. Pressure so high here at the arc. Market gets it over. Dig from Carter. But it's a violation from the Gales, so that's going to be .17 for the Lancers in what could be the final set. But not if Aaron Market has anything to say about it. Another great serve there from Market. Bumped by Biasi, set by Millen, and finished by Lemire. As the Gales are 2 points away from closing this game early. As Amanda Cisna heads to the service line, and if you're the Lancers, you're glad to see her in the backcourt and not right up front. She has been stifling the Windsor offense today. Good serve from Cisna. As Windsor manages to get that one through, the dynamic duo of Abu and Duchesneau, 5 point deficit, and that's what it's been for most of this third set. Windsor unable to quite get over that 5 point hump. Let's see if they can do so here. Good serve, but a long serve, and the Gales are now on match point. Anything but perfection from the Lancers here will result in a early night at the office for the Gales. Can they close this one out? Good service. Returned. And crucially for Windsor, inbounds. as we are back to a five-point ball game. Lancers need a run here, though. They need to close the gap to at least one. When you're in that danger territory, oh, great reaction play from the Lancer libero, leading to a fantastic game-saving spike from number six, Aaliyah Admins, keeping her team in the fight here. A quick serve, set, Christina Boo goes for the wipe, fielded by the Lancers. Good high bump to Admins, but Abu shuts it down. And just like that, the Queens Gaels take three straight Saturday to go with their three straight Friday. Six sets played and a dominant series of victories for the Gaels. What a fantastic job there. Christina Abu closing it out with a stuff and giving the Gaels their fifth win of the season. Fantastic stuff there. And folks, we've got another great game coming up in about 45 minutes time. We're going to have the men's volleyball teams playing here as we'll get the Lancers and the Gaels in a rematch from last night. And last night, the Lancers beat the Queens men's volleyball team 3-1. It was 18-25, 23-25. The Gaels won the third set 25-16 before the Lancers closed them out in set four with a 20-16 victory. So we've got another great clash coming up here, your Saturday night doubleheader, albeit we've got a little bit of time before that game starts. So we're going to have some great music playing for the next 45 minutes or so. Come back closer to 6 p.m. and catch part two of our volleyball doubleheader as the Queens men's volleyball team tries to keep the good vibes going against the Windsor Lancers. All right, folks, Jesse Bell signing off for the time being. I'll be back with you in about 40 minutes time for game two in our Saturday night doubleheader.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present a song from Forged Rain's new album, High Horsepower, released October 25th. This high-energy album from one of CFRC's very own volunteers showcases the artist's signature blend of electronic dance music infused with retro twist. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream High Horsepower now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Freak Show right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Nepo Baby, the debut single by the Sugar Pills. This pop rock anthem, recorded in spring 2024 at Evergreen Recording Company, already feels familiar to fans who've caught it at their live shows in town. It's hard to forget that catchy chorus. Stream Nepo Baby today on your favorite platforms. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. And now, Nepo Baby by the Sugar Pills, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Bet your mommy keeps that participation trophy on the mantle, 'cause losing you can't handle. Bet your daddy changes all of your beats to straight A's with shiny dollar bills, 'cause he knows you never will. And I know you think that your name's up in lights because you really earned it, because you really deserve it. And I hate to be the one to break your stride, but no one in this town's ever gonna let you down. 'Cause you're a Nepo Baby, yelling, come and save me after every minor inconvenience. You're a leading lady before you could even trust me. I would love some experience. Nepo Baby, Nepo Baby, goo goo gaga, spoon fed every opportunity you fought for. I'm so tired of like they care, laughing without hesitation. Your name got them reservations, and you always have time to spare. Smoothies and meditation. When's it gonna be my turn to earn some reparations? Don't tell me it's lonely, lonely up there, 'cause I don't even care. You're a save me after every minor inconvenience. You were a leading lady before you could even transfer. Go and get some experience, 'cause you're a nepo baby. Nepo baby, goo goo ga ga. Spoof at every opportunity you fought for. I'm so tired.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support. Join us here on CFRC on November 11th for an afternoon and early evening in honor of Sheila Rogers, Queen's University's 16th Chancellor. Listen to the convocation ceremony in Grant Hall that will include her official installation as Chancellor starting at 2:30 p.m. and then join in the fun wherever you are in the world for the Chancellor's installation reception broadcasting live from the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts from 5:30 to 7 p.m. featuring outstanding Chancellor-curated music and engaging speakers such as the Principal of Queen's, the Rector, and the Chancellor herself. We look forward to celebrating with you on November 11th. Learn more on the Queen's Chancellor installation webpage.
This is our life.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single from Aruna and the Sirens' upcoming concept album on addiction and recovery. City Hotel is a country-inspired tune that delves into the social costs of addiction, recounting four violent racially motivated attacks in Ontario following the 2016 U.S. election. The band's sound is enriched by Doug Tielli's guitars and Sevi Sherman's slide guitar, creating a striking contrast between the song's heavy subject matter and its melodic atmosphere. Catch Aruna and Michael Broadhead at Musiki with Oscar Evans on November 8th and again with the Caledonias at Next Church on November 30th. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream City Hotel on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Watered-down beer, watered-down beer at the City Hotel. And the laughs we had were born in springtime for small change at the City Hotel. Goes on and on and on. You were walking home late one night. Car pulls up ahead on Fletcher. Two men get out, they got a baseball bat. Left you for dead under big Ontario sky. Barbara
Hey, I got one of them. Got one of the women from the reservation north of town. Goes on and on and on. To Fonta Miller, you were chased down by an off-duty cop and his brother. They used a metal pipe. You lost your eye. And now the brothers bend elbows. They make their confession. You left
and the last we had.
I lay
from Watertown Beach.
And the
Watertown Beach.
Yeah, the sea goes on and on and on. You left
and the last we had.
I lay
from morning to springtime. Small change.
Yeah, the sea goes on.
CFRC from Kingston, Ontario. Your volunteer program, campus and community radio at 101.9 FM and on the web at cfrc.ca.
On Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center for an immersive evening with writer and artist Renee Gladman, whose work inhabits the spaces between crossings, thresholds, and geographies as they play out at the intersections of writing, drawing, and architecture. Through her talk, Gladman will guide us through a spectrum of thought where sentences become drawings, drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Syed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, the Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theatre.
My name is Dale Wong from the Community Office at Community Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a non-profit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Also, thanks to BSC for the wonderful opportunity.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present another new single from local hip-hop artist Zen Star Walker, who is dropping new singles on major platforms every Friday for the foreseeable future. Born in K-Town, Zen Star Walker has released 4 full lengths, 2 EPs, and numerous hip-hop and rap singles under Zen Star Walker and Space and Vita. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's enjoy Zen Star Walker's latest single called 0618-2018 or June 18th, 2018, right here on CFRC.
So lost without you here, but I have a lot that I need to say. I remember you for the times that you didn't hide or even try to run away. I never thought I'd be right here, shining light in a world of shade. But I hope they remember me for centuries, even after time decays. I'm missing you every day. It hurts every time I try to speak your name. I don't know if the pain will go away, cause it seems like it won't ever fade. I wish I could see your face, but trust that your memory will never be betrayed. I'm so sad, but I still need to disobey, because they'll kill me next for the image I portray. I'm blessed by what you gave me, and everything from me you take. Even though I have my voice, I'll never find the words to say with the hearts these demons play. But I will figure out a way. I promise that I will become a legend, and when I die, someone else will do the same. You are my idol. It will be long after you're gone. That's why I had to pick up the pen and dedicate to you this song. You found your purpose in life, gave us your heart for us to be strong. I remember the things you did right and watch you change from doing wrong. We all make mistakes, but what matters most is that we move on. Learn, adapt, and grow, changing the world with the seeds that we have in our palms. Never, never thought that I'd be here, seeing clear, writing this song for you. Dedicated, but no matter what I do, I'll be fair. Please hear me, because I always tell the truth. Educated. I'm so lost without you here, but I have a lot that I need to say. I remember you for the times that you didn't hide or even try to run away. I never thought I'd be right here, shining light in a world of shade. But I hope they remember me for centuries, even after time decays. I'm so lost without you here, but I have a lot that I need to say. I remember you for the times that you didn't hide or even try to run away. I never thought I'd be right here, shining light in a world of shade. But I hope they remember me for centuries, even after time decays. Time is not on our side, but one day we will all die. So with the time I have, I'll try to save many different forms of lives. I've cried about a million times, but that doesn't make me weak, no man. When I finally in the limelight, stand and strike, everyone will see me like, oh damn, I wish that he could see me. But the truth is that you do too, so no matter what you choose, I'll be right behind supporting you. Even if it kills me, I'll give my heart to you. Like my homie Wakia was there for me, I will always be there for you.
Thank you. Keep up with what's hot on CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato Duretti Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town, and on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified with support from Rhea May take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house. a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather. A place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org.
Country roads, take me home.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF. To get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
When it comes to love.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.
Should I say, like, like, who am I talking to? Like, do I say, like, listeners? All right, here I go. Hi there, this is Glenn Best. Can I do another one? Hi there, this is Glenn Best from CFRC 101.9. How about them gales? And keep on listening.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM present a stacked lineup of shows this November at the Broom Factory, featuring some of your favorite big-name acts and a few local gems. On November 1st, check out Canadian indie legend Destroyer live at Broom Factory with Fortunato Duretti Marnetti. On November 8th, don't miss Shania Twink, your favorite all-queer femme country and pop cover band. On November 20th, Canadian rock and roll powerhouse JJ Wild comes back to town, and on November 25th, hip-hop icon Classified with support from Rhea May take the stage at the Broom. For additional information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com. See you at the shows.
And welcome back to another Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. CFRC is pleased to present a new track by local artist Tim Shepherd, also known as Shep de Cuisine. The new single called The Downtown Scene is a tribute to Kingston's vibrant artists and community. Inspired by the talent that makes the city shine, this uplifting track celebrates the people who keep downtown buzzing with creativity. Stream The Downtown Scene anytime. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. And now, The Downtown Scene by Tim Shepherd, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
What, right now? Yeah, why not? Let's head on downtown. Hurry up and finish our drinks, then let's meet up in downtown Kingston. Hit your friends up on the phone and tell them not to postpone. Maybe just one more drink, then we are off to downtown Kingston. It's a pretty damn good scene, and soon you'll see just what I mean. And guys like Tony and Egan, keeping fresh drinks in your hand. Characters are truly endless, from Ted Wynn to Kaylin Lawless. There's a great music scene, but this song is not what I mean. I'm talking friends with influence. Yeah, they play real instruments. Not like me, no, I'm a fraud. Even Spotify thinks I'm odd. Just a 25-key piano, a USB mic, and a Mac with Logic Pro. A bunch of words typed in two lines, just hoping that the last one rhymes.
And good evening, sports fans. Welcome to game two of our Saturday night volleyball doubleheader. The Queens women's volleyball team took care of business in game one, a three-set sweep over the Windsor Lancers. And the men look to do the same, keep the vibes high here at the Arc. And before we get going with the game itself, I do want to make note of something fantastic and historic related to Queens. The cross-country team, the Queens men's cross-country team, have been crowned the 2024 men's overall champions. Fantastic job there.